Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's answer the second question. Why God chose the head of a man? To come out spirits of families of mankind, the seven families, and the seven families of angels. Why? Let me have the question is like that. Let me read what he has written. You did not write. I thought you did not write. Why God was pleased?
We
choose the head of a man on the four living creatures. To get our spirits of mankind. Let me read the other
one.
You usually write different things and you understand them differently. Today I have you. Look to the book of the neighbor, see what they have written. Why God was pleased to choose the head of a man to be on the four living creatures, out of to get spirits of mankind and of angels. And why do you think it's not the head of the calf out of which cometh spirits of mankind and of angels? Who else wants me read of their book? Pastor Gilton, what did you write?
Can
you bring the book? Yes. Why seven families of mankind? Why God was pleased to choose the head of a man to be on the four living creatures, to put the spirits of angels and of mankind? Sister Gilton is in the class. Your neighbor is them. Are they in the class? Those things they have written. Why do you expect it like that? Why God was pleased
to
put
the
head of a man on the four living creatures? Yes. Yes. To get us spirits of the seven families of mankind and the seven families of angels. Why do you think he did not say that they be in the calf? The first
omuntu yarondebwa okutwala ekifananyi n'ekikula.
Man was chosen to take up the image.
Omuntu yarondebwa okutwala ekifananyi n'ekikula ekyokufuga kwa Katonda.
Man was chosen to take up the image and the likeness of the rulership of God. Yes.
Okukiraga ngeri obutonde bwonna.
To show it unto all creations. Yes. The second.
Omuntu yatwara ekifananyi.
Man took the image
n'ekikula
and the likeness
eky'obuntu bwa Katonda. Eky'obuntu bwa Katonda, the person
of God. Yes.
manyi waliwo kyebayita
person. This what we call the person, omuntu, obuntu.
The image and likeness of his person.
The image, likeness of his person.
Bwali.
How he is. Yes. Those two things, they are different. All the time. Humans, God made us in his image and likeness of his person. But we didn't know we had the image of his rulership. We took both those images. It's the reason why this head was chosen. The head of a man. Face of a man. To be on the four living creatures. Get out spirits of the seven families of mankind. And the seven families of angels. Let's first speak of the first. Man took the image and likeness of the rulership of God. When he speaks, say in the Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and he says this. Genesis chapter 1, verse
26.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. The first image is of rulership. We make in image and likeness to rule just as we roll.
Yes.
That is the first image. I want to explain it more. The image and the likeness of God, of the rulership of God, in which he created man.
Is
the reason the head of a man is what is on the four living creatures, to get our spirits given bodies in the mankind, spirits we are given bodies in the angels. We took that image in the rulership. We rule things of the earth, things of this earth, not only of the earth, but of the realm below,
right
from the kingdom of the stars.
Hey, wow.
The sun,
Omwezi,
the moon,
clusters,
the clusters, enter in those in this earth. When you look in the sky like this, and you see stars, and you see the sun, you see the moon, all were put under rulership by man. Not angels. No. And that image is what we took. The first image of God. Image and that likeness. That's why in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 4, he speaks that you do not look up in the sky, and you see sun, moon, and the stars, then you be persuaded to worship them. All those he gave to the Gentiles, all nations in the world. Let's read, we see. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 19.
Era olemengo kuyimusa amaaso g'omugulu, n'olaba enjuba n'omwezi n'emmunyeenye, lyeggye lyonna ery'omugulu, n'osendebwasendebwa n'obisinza n'obiweereza, Mukama Katonda bwe yagabira abamawanga gonna agali wansi w'eggulu lyonna.
And lest you lift up your eyes unto heaven, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, should be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has apportioned unto all nations under the whole heaven. The rulership, the image, the likeness of rulership of God is what he created man. Genesis 1 verse 26, the image and likeness to rule just as we rule.
Wow.
That image, many do not know it. Very few had ever understood. Pastor Robin, that image, did you think of it?
Amen.
We've understood it today. That image, what were you thinking about it?
Katonda.
God ruling over the entire heavens and earth. He said, let me give man the rim below and the earth with its fullness to rule just as I rule. That's my first image I create him within. Yes. Have you understood what I say? Because in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, God rules over heavens and earth. But man, he gives the rim below with the earth and the fullness. He told him all those, control them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Matthew
chapter 28, verse
18.
And Jesus came, spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Yes.
He
takes over authority of the entire heavens and earth.
But
when he created man in his image and likeness of his rulership,
he
gave him all things those in the rim below. Right from the kingdom of the stars, the sun, the moon,
planets,
in the earth where we are, where there are animals,
ebiwuka,
the insects,
ebinyonyi,
the birds,
ebinyanja,
the fish,
ebimera,
the plants, all to be in his rulership. That he showed his creations, the rulership of God, the image of the rulership of God.
Wow.
The image in likeness of the rulership of God. And he created them, male and female.
But
they take over that rulership.
I
don't know whether male and female, you know your rulership.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read verse 27. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27.
Katonda natonda omuntu mungeriye, mungeriye katonda maya mutondera, omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. Yes. He created them, male and female. That's the next part.
His person,
of his
the image
person,
and likeness of his person.
Echifana yinenda vika yobuntu we. Yes. But before I reach on that, I want to first show you. In the image of ruling,
in
the image and likeness of rulership of God, where is man standing? And where is the woman standing?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You see, as God the Father, how he rules best above all the heavens and is above all. Even the man is like that.
nga Katonda Kitaffe,
as God the Father,
mu kifaananyi ne mu ngeri y'okufuga kwe,
in the image and likeness of his rulership,
asinzira waggulu eggulu yonna,
at the base above all the heavens,
n'omusajja bwali,
even man is like that,
ali waggulu w'omukazi,
is above the woman in rulership,
mu kifaananyi eky'okufuga,
in the image of ruling. Yes.
Ephesians 4 verse
6. Ephesians
4 verse 6.
One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Yes. That is the one God, the Father of all, who is above all. This they call man, the Father. The image of his rulership has to be above the woman. Above the woman. In that image, then he may demonstrate who the Father is. When you bring the things of equality, it messed up this world.
The
real image in which we are created of his rulership, man has to remain be above. Because he was the first to be created. Just as the Father, he was the first, then he manifested his word from him. Even the man was created, manifested the rib, the woman from him. I may not explain much there.
There
was much detail involved there. The Father based above all the heavens. He rules heavens and earth. Even the man is like that. In the image of rulership. In the image and likeness of rulership of God the Father. To be above the woman. Him, God the Word. We know as the Son, Jesus Christ, in the image and likeness of his rulership, he takes over the heavens and earth, which are today. And that is the woman. She's below the man. Those words, there is no way you will change that image. That's why him, the Lord Jesus, say, Matthew 28 verse 18,
I've
given power take over heavens and earth. But
there's
a one who is above all.
Matthew 28 verse 18.
And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Yes. The Father based above all the heavens, and he rules the heavens and earth. Yet he called the world, takes over the entire heavens and earth.
He
is below the other. The image of rulership you hear me speak of, the image, likeness of rulership of God, in which man was created, what caused the head of the man to be put on the four living creatures, out of come spirits given bodies in mankind and in the angels. Hallelujah. That's why they tell you that the head of the man is the woman, is the man. Yes. And the head of Christ is the Father. That each all alone I've told you of the rulership in which we are created.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Chivula batuli mu revival yakuza ebintu ngabo byali.
Where we are in revival, wow. Take back things how they were.
They
be known and done the way they were, the way they're supposed to be, the way they will be forever and ever. Let's read the Corinthians we see.
1
Corinthians chapter 11,
verse 3.
But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Yes. The image of the rulership. And it begins right from family. As God takes over families of the heavens and earth, when we reach the families of the earth, where we begin the image of rulership, image and likeness of rulership of God, which God created man and woman.
And
this man is the head of the woman. Christ is the head of the man.
When
God the Father is the head of Christ. That he be
your,
it's through which we are created.
That's
if you put the man below you, you can make a war and a fight there. It's an image naturally in humans.
Created
the image and likeness of the rulership of God. Thereafter we connect. One is the director in this rulership. Another is the manager. Begin to handle the children, the animals, the birds, the fish, the plants, the stars, the sun, and the moon. After he got messed up, everything got messed. Man has lost that image. Right on the original, they don't come out of heavens. According how I'm telling you, in this book of remembrance to all nations, that God revealed me through the heavenly biblical journey. Things how they are.
There
are things not go into heavens to change them. Have you understood me well? Those we shall move know them in the brightness. But still we are created in the image and likeness of his person. Of his person, just as he is. That's the next part. To explain to all creations, do not forget, God in the heavens, the Father is like this. Yes. In the image of rulership, we have much work there. We show rulership and all the ways of God. But here we are explaining the image of his person.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So when you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, he says like this. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27.
Katonda natonda omuntu mungeriye. Mungeriye katonda mweyamutondera. Omusajja n'omukazi bweyabatonda.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he male. He him, male and female. Created he them.
He.
Yes.
Bano.
This.
Muchifana nyechikura.
In the image and likeness of his person.
Wali.
How he is.
Kubanga bwachi nyonyola.
For when he explains it,
Biblia osobola okukitegeera.
In Hebrews you can understand it.
Biblia isura esoka.
Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 2. Up to 3, he says this. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2.
Munaku zinezolu vanyuma, ayogera nafe mumwana, we yasawo kuba omusika wa byonna, era gwe yakoza ebintu byonna.
Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Verse
3. Who
being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Yes. Express image.
The image of his person.
His person.
Person.
Person. You. The person. Just as he is. That is the other in which we were made. But what begins to threaten us much? What begins to trouble our heads? That man and woman. We ask.
Who
in the image of this person in reality? We get confused there. Most when we are in this body.
Aya.
Because we don't, all the rest they are alike. But the woman, we see things on the orange breasts. The breasts. We look down there. We see other things. And the man like that. Many things we have alike in the image. But these parts, what are they? But the man. The man is in the image. Is in the image. And likeness of the person of God. And the parts of the man. They mean the Father who formed us. They don't mean that the Father too has them in heaven. No. And it's called the Father because he just formed us. That's why this child is not, this child is never of a woman. You don't know, but there are things in the world.
This
one who forms the child is responsible of the child. Though you'll have your 10,000 eggs,
till
you get the egg of the man. That's when they'll be formed. These are ancient words. He speaks in Isaiah saying,
Tori Moisaya sura ya nkaga mmeka
nkaga munya olunyirwa munana
Isaya esura ya nkaga munya olunyirwa munana
Isaiah chapter 64 verse 8
naye kakano ai mukama gwe kitaffe fe tuli bumba nawo mubumbi waffe nafe fena tuli mulimu gwa mukono gwo.
But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter, and we all are the work of your hand. Yes.
He
is called our Father. Because he formed us. Then he has no parts with himself. But on the man in the image of the Father, he attached them on him. Release the egg of the man, joins with that of the woman. This image to come out. Both the woman has 10 folds of eggs. There is no body of a child in there. Until the Father, the Potter, has come to intervene.
Amen.
The Father, the Potter, has come. Those have confused the world many times. Yet again, this woman, she is in the image of God, the Word, one we know as the Son. From his fullness we were given.
He
is the one who begots us the second time. When we are died in Adam, these are words of begotting children. And the parts are not what mean man or woman is on the image of God. Responsibilities of God which are demonstrated in those parts.
Amen.
And you are in the womb of the woman. From her fullness you are given what she eats, you eat on them.
Hallelujah.
And in there you get from her fullness. These words are far. But we all, man and woman, we are in the image of God. But what confused us? The man in whose image and the woman in whose image?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Christ, while on this world, he told us, you must get born again. Doesn't he go back into the womb of my mother? He says, the birth then I speak of is not like that. But because that image is there, that's what we knew like that. John 3:3. John 3:3.
Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, "Dala dala nkugamba nti omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwakubiri tayinza kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda."
Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse 4.
Nikodemu n'amugamba nti, "Omuntu ayinza atya okuzaalibwa bw'abanga mukadde? Ayinza okuyingira mu lubuto lwa nnyina omulundi ogw'okubiri n'azaalibwa?"
Nicodemus said unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Because he knew when the mother is to give birth, the womb passed where the men to pass. Now, how am I going to be birthed?
Yet,
the birthing of God. This all along we had the image of birthing. God has not parts that God the Father has parts of a man. But he attached them on man to demonstrate his responsibility. Did not that God the Word, the Son Jesus Christ,
just
parts of a woman, but to birth into them.
This,
the way we are given from fullness of Christ and we go to manifest. As the true vine, we came from him as branches. As the rock,
from
which we got in our spirit. As we died in Adam, came birth as the second time.
It
didn't evolve, go back to
it.
We passed through the parts. Language is a far language. You finished then.
John chapter 3,
verse
5. Omuntu watazalibwa mazzi na mwoyo. Tayinza kuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Yes.
Don't
be getting birthed the second time. Water and Spirit. This is another. It's not sperm with of a woman. Not. It's of spirits and water. Yes. Baptism, getting born again. Be buried with Jesus through baptism.
To
resurrect together with him.
That
it attached with a woman. It moves with it in that image.
Those
humans don't know. They just think of foolishness. For when the Father was pleased, all fullness of creations to be within Christ, even the man get pleased to bath in that woman.
Amen.
Let me speak where they began from.
It's
the heavenly journey moved to the Bible to share the origin of the Bible, the reality of the Bible, because it can show things which were, which are and both going to come. But in Colossians, as I was told you, Colossians 1 verse 19, the Father was pleased, fullness of all creations, to pass through Christ that they manifest. Even the mother, the man wakes up
one day,
gets pleased to birth in the other woman.
Amen.
Read me that verse, we go. Colossians chapter 1, verse
19.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Verse
20.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in the earth or things in heaven. Yes. Was pleased just as a man wakes up one day pleased to bath in this woman. That's image and the likeness of the person of God.
It's
never explained in the world. When
you
man and woman all in that image, then
they
don't know one is in the image of the Father. The image of the Word, no Son, Jesus Christ. Others ask, who is in the image of the Holy Spirit? They are our own spirits, the original.
Amen.
Our spirits they are in the real image of the Holy Spirit. Those two are great things. They are not explained usually by humans who eat food which is planted in the ground, but food of the word of God, as you hear of it today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The third question, we answer it. Only 10 minutes.
They are
enough to explain. Why spirits of angels?
Or
seven families of angels? Them
two
were gotten from the head of a man. On the four living creatures. What do you expect? Even angels? Because the angels, they are close to the image and likeness of the glorious body of God, that of heavens, in which we all creations will return to. A body without private parts. Yes. I repeat it. Why spirits of angels or seven families of angels, them to
have
gotten from the head of a man, that on the four living creatures in the second heaven at creation? The first, and it's very important, because the angels, they have
bared
the image and the likeness of God, of the heavenly body, of the heavenly body, that of God, that glorious body, which has no private parts. We all, creations, when we finish works on the earth, we go into that body. They moved out for their bear that image and likeness of God. The image
and
likeness of the glorious body of God, that of heaven, which has no private parts. All creations, when we finish our works, we go into that glory. That's why I speak in the Mark 12. And he says this. Mark chapter 12, verse 25.
For when they shall rise
from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels who are in heaven. Yes.
The
things of the image we've been in, the image of God, Father, which the man holds, the image of God, the word, the woman which holds it, those parts of marrying and getting married,
everything,
we don't go into that. We go to the likeness of God, of the body which angels have.
Amen.
And it has not these parts. These bodies with parts manifest the responsibilities of God. Now there we don't marry. We are not given into marriage. For the body we hold is like of angels. It is in the image and the likeness of the glorious body of God, that of heaven. That's why they are ghosts of the man. Still is like man. But there's no breasts. There are no private parts. That's why they say Philippians 3:20-21. Understand our home in heaven, how we are going to be. Philippians chapter 3, verse
20.
For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Aliwanyisa omubiri ogw'okutoowazibwa kwaffe okufaananyizibwa ng'omubiri ogw'ekitiibwa kye ng'okukola okwo bwe kuli okumuyinzisa n'okussa ebintu byonna wansi we.
We shall change our humble body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Yes. Fashions up the glorious body of heaven, just as he is in heaven.
In
the body like of angels is where we go to.
It's
from the image of God, from the head of a man. That too can be asked from you.
Wow.
But as he speaks, but after
he
first bear the image and likeness
of
the first Adam, God parts which separate us.
At
the end, we have to bear the heavenly body in the heavenly image. Not as we are into it now. Not. Pastor Benjamin, you've understood there.
Now
let's finish with Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47. First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 47.
Omuntu olubelebele yava munsi wataka omuntu owokubiri yava mugulu.
The first man is of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Yes.
The
body of Adam, which image we moved by, it's of the earth.
It's
the one they say they come from the earth. Our Lord Jesus came from heaven. One day
he
said they had to change us, enter us into the greatest body which he is into.
First Corinthians
15 verse
48. Era ngolio w'omugulu bwali.
As is the earthly, such as they also that are earthly, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Yes. We bore the image and the likeness where Father put Adam on the earthly body. We bore the image and the likeness where the Father put Eve. Yet we all, because it's of him came from heaven,
Eva.
There was no Eve. No Eve came with him. Not.
Have
to bear the heavenly image of the Adam who came from heaven, Christ Jesus our Master. The glorious body that in the image of God and the likeness of God, which is the likeness of angels. First Corinthians 15 verse
49.
And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. What else do you want then?
So family maraika.
So seven families of angels, their spirits,
they
are gotten from the head of a man for a reason.
Them too
are in the image and likeness of the glorious body of God in heaven, where we all are to return to. All creations,
they
return to glory of the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So
those have been the words of the special note. The words of the special note. About seven families of angels. And seven families of mankind. Which come from the head of a man. The same foreheads of a man.
Which
on the four living creatures. We saw why. We have different colors.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yet
spirits come from the same heads.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we've seen much. But we thank God who has upheld us.
The
title of today has been a bit lengthy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
On the day tomorrow, we go with 7 families. Of the moon, sun, and the stars. Even 7 families of angels. Which come from 4 heads. Those of a lion. On the 4 living creatures in the 2nd heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for reading with us the Bible. Noting in your book. Believing. Putting in action. Ready to teach to others. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Son of the living God. Cover your book slowly. Because of the time we leave this place.
Cover
up your book slowly. I request those who hear the service the next time, break it in 2 parts, for it's a bit long. Have you covered your book? Put it where it's meant to be. I see you with a bag. Prepare your tithe and offerings. You give. You give them, we leave this place. You whom the Lord provided for. You
whom
God is not yet lost. I request he loses you. He provides for you. Right from the 4 corners of the earth. That blessing to reach unto you. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Son of the living God. You to give him, let him increase you. You have things used in this life. In serving of God, moving to understand him, as promised in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, and the holy power of God gave all we need in this life in serving him, moving to understand him. The authority of the Holy Spirit gives from things of the Father.
Works
of the Father is of the Son, and it gives us. It is the Holy Spirit. Let him do like that. Stand on your feet.
It's
the offering give. Stand on your feet.
We
confess. Words of the grace. If as you confess, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all,
and
to all the brethren, because that the kingdom, the authority, and the power and the glory all there are for our God, everlasting and everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. And we are going to move, reduce on the time. Reach in time. We are going to begin service when it's still early.
That
enables to finish at the 2nd to the 3rd hour. That will not be long like this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So God bless you. You move well. The Holy Spirit lead you. Angels to protect you. You encourage yourself. Come early tomorrow. Begin early tomorrow. That's when it's still early. Because of the
transport.
Don't be troubled with transport.
And
God protect
you.
Encourage your brethren. Do not be discouraged. God bless them well.
Amen.
Amen.